people are dying in Nakoma.
People are dying in Nakoma.
We need help, Edna. Welcome, welcome, Edna.
Jari Chot Char, Akobo County Health Director, confirmed that more than two dozen people have died in the past few weeks because of what he said was a lack of proper services at Akobo Hospital. VOA could not independently verify the number of people who died. Char says the hospital has no fuel and lacks major drugs, adding that more lives could be saved if the state and the national governments provide support.
When the ICRC left the hospital, we have very qualified hospital workers, and also they are able also to maintain all the service in the hospital. This majority of people are gathered here because people are dying. I really appreciate the health workers in the hospital because they give a good service to the whole community. We have surgical cases even they maintain, and also they give a good treatment. But in the hospital at the moment, we have no fuel, we have no food, no medication at all. That is why you see all these people are coming and they cry.
A senior official at South Sudan's National Ministry of Health told this program that the commissioner of Akobo County, John Chual, is responsible for dwindling services in the county. Char calls on aid agencies not to abandon the people of Akobo.
And also to appeal to the UN, especially the UNMISS, also to give their reconciliation, and also to Akobo actually is a part of the South Sudan. And I would like to appeal to the government of South Sudan of this to take action.
Galuit Chol, a resident of Akobo town, says the government of South Sudan and the aid agencies should intervene to save lives.
So they want to call the help from the government of South Sudan, and they also want to call the Minister of Health, the UNICEF, and the Care International, who is also taking over the hospital, so that, and also to UN agencies, including also the UNMISS, so that they will know what is happening in Akobo. And they also see the situation of the Akobo community, as the people are now finishing in the community because of hospital, there is no medication.
UNMISS representatives in Akobo, Colonel Kevin Singh, pledges the agency's support and asks the residents of Akobo to remain calm.
First of all, I'm really disheartened to hear the very sad news of those who have departed. And we really understand the deep sorrow and pain of the public. And definitely we have noted down whatever you have said, the points, the issues which local people facing here. We have noted down the points, and whatever possible from our side, we will definitely project the same in our channel also, and I'm sure definitely it will be over very soon. Help each other and take care of each other, and we are here to go together and support each other, and we will be always there for you.
The residents say services were cut in Akobo County when the International Committee of the Red Cross stopped supporting the hospital in August. South Sudan's National Ministry of Health promised to issue a statement on the situation of Akobo Hospital in Jonglei State. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.